time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. My voice sounds a little froggy. I just battled something to its wit's end. It would not take a hold of me, but it has left a residual effect in my voice. So apologize for that up front. I will do my best to mute out any coughing and to edit out any really nasty sounds. But greetings. Here we are, the first day, well, not the first day, but the first week of fall, of autumn here in the States. And it's wonderful. It's getting that chilly time outside where you can really play and go hard outside and do some great hikes. And then also maybe turn on the fireplace at in the evening and start to relax and just start to enjoy the effort that you've put in, right? The fall is the harvest time. It's harvesting all that good work that you've put in the spring and the summer. So take some time and enjoy your harvest and reap what you've sown. Now, if you've sown a lot of good things, that's great. If you haven't sown a lot of good things, well, you'll find that out now as well. So just like to start off with a couple of quotes that I just absolutely love. And one is that I made up, and it's success in life is about managed thoughts, focused attention, and deliberate action. I mean, this is what all success is based on. And another one, the greatest victory is the victory over ourselves. Remember, it's always too soon to quit. And so we've been talking about mental strength and why it's important and where it shows up in your life. And what I'd like to do now is go over what makes up mental strength. So we have some components. There's been some studies and research done, and they've developed some components of what mental strength is. And what I'd like to do is go over that in this podcast right now. And these are called the 4 C's of mental strength. They are challenge, commitment, control, and confidence. And challenge describes the extent to which the individual will push back their boundaries, their comfort zone, or push beyond that and embrace change and accept risk. It's also about how they see the outcomes, whether good or bad, how do they see them? And they're also comfortable with being uncomfortable. You see, the challenge part of mental strength determines if an individual is willing to accept life's challenges and continue to develop. So, can you perform both under flexible and predictable circumstances and do well in each type of a situation? This is where a mentally strong person in the challenge category thrives. There are 2 things to understand here, though. The first is preparedness. Some people are able to work outside their comfort zone and be willing to take on extra risks. And then secondly, some have the ability to see both in good and bad in opportunities as learning experiences. That is, people, regardless of the outcome, this gets back to what I've talked about sometimes in NLP, is that there's no failure, just feedback. Well, people who score high in the challenge category of mental strength just see learnings. Regardless of what the outcomes is, they see learnings, and they thrive on both predictable and unpredictable circumstances. They love the challenge. It's just not the challenge in fitness, but they love the challenge in life. And so they love working through challenges, and those that do tend to achieve more in life. And so then we move on to commitment. And commitment is about being goal-oriented and stickability. You know, it describes the extent to which someone is prepared to set goals, and once they've made them, will they work hard to deliver on them? That is, will they finish what they start? And so we look at commitment and control taken to get together is what most people think of as resilience. But here's the thing is that the commitment is the quality determines if you can finish and push through life's challenges, right? So we went through challenges. So now we have the commitment. And the commitment is, I am going to finish what I start. And if you may have challenges, but if you aren't committed to seeing that challenge through, then you may not achieve that success. So there's this commitment level to it. So for instance, if you're committed to exercising, let's say 5 days a week, and you may not have enough sleep, and you go, I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm not going to go to the gym today. That's a level of commitment that a mentally sensitive person would have. A mentally strong person would say, hey, I've committed to this. I made a promise to myself. I am going to do it. I'll sleep later, but I'm going to get to the gym today. So we have to all, you know, understand that you will finish what you start in this particular case, that you will go ahead and commit to your goal and commit to achieving that goal. So next we move on to control. And control indicates a sense of self-worth. To the extent at which a person feels in control of their life and their circumstances. Also describes the extent to which they control and display their emotions. Now, I know that we all can't control our circumstances, but there's this term, this locus of attention, that is it external or internal? You know, when you ask somebody, I just saw a TV show the other night, and it talked about, and they were interviewing some jurors, and they wanted to determine if the locus of control was internal or external. So the question was, why do you get colds? And well, because my kids, because this, because that. If they put it externally, that meant that they were not in control of it. And other people said, well, I catch a cold because I don't take care of my immune system. I don't eat properly. I don't maintain my health and fitness. That means that they have a internal locus of control. And so that also backs is, how do you know you've done a good job? Well, does somebody have to tell you that you've done a good job, or do you know intrinsically? So this level of control in a mentally strong person is they feel in control. Their locus of control is inside themselves, that they don't feel victim. They're not on the effect side. And you know that I've talked about that many, many times, but they feel that they are in control of their life and their circumstances. Yes, there are things that we can't control, and we understand that. But in generally speaking, if we feel that we are in control of our life and our circumstances, that a mentally strong person would score very high on this control, where a mentally sensitive person would not. It also describes the extent that which they can control their emotions, right? This gets to that emotional intelligence. If the slightest little thing sets you off, whether angrily or frustration or whatever it might be, your control score on the MTQ 48, which I'll talk about in a little bit, would be a little bit lower. But the higher you score on this control aspect of mental strength, the more that there's a indication that you have a sense of control over your life, as well as you have a sense of control over your emotions. And so the final C here is confidence. And this describes the self-belief of an individual on their own abilities, as well as their interpersonal confidence that they have the influence of others and can deal with conflict and challenge. That is that I can do it. So your self-belief, I mean, confidence, we all know that there's that self-belief aspect to it. But I like to look at confidence in knowing that no matter what situation you go into, you're going to be okay. That you have the abilities to handle it to the best of your ability. That you know that you, what you know, basically, and you know how to use it. And that confidence, when you score high on this confidence level, you'll tend to take on more challenges. You'll tend to commit to seeing them through, you tend to kind of understand that you have control over your life. So confidence plays another role in mental strength. And then it's that interpersonal confidence also that you have influence over others. You can make your argument. You can make your case for what you're trying to say, as well as if somebody challenges you, you're okay with that. You have the confidence to be challenged. You don't worry about what if somebody questions you, what if somebody does this, or if they get in your face. And that doesn't arise at all with this level of confidence. And so these are those four aspects, right? Again, it's that challenge, the commitment, the control, and confidence. And these are all the four C's of mental strength. And so you can find out some more about what makes up mental strength by going to mentalstrengthmastery.com. And if you want to start to develop your mental strength, of a warrior, my program will help out with that immensely. And you can do that by visiting warriormindtraining.com. But again, these are the four aspects of this mental strength. And mentalstrengthmastery.com, there's some dialogue in there about taking the MTQ-48. It is an assessment that tests your mental strength, that assesses your mental strength in these four components of challenge, commitment, control, and confidence. In addition, it gives you a plan, a workbook, if you will help you develop the weaker areas, and also shows you that if you're really strong on one, the downfall of it too, right? If you score a 10 on everything, it may be that you can't work with anybody. You don't take anybody else's opinion into consideration. So there's a plus side and a minus side, but this MTQ-48 is a wonderful diagnostic tool to help you determine where you are in challenge, in commitment, in control, and confidence. And you can find out more about that again by going to mentalstrengthmastery.com. Now, if you know that you're kind of weak in all those, or you just know that your mental strength is lacking, then you want to start to improve that as best as possible. And a great place for that is to go to warriormindtraining.com. That's where I took my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, converted it to an online training program, so you can go through that and start to do the fundamentals and the basics of it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and hope you got something out of it. Would love to get your feedback. Love to hear your feedback on mental strength and where it shows up and where you'd like me to talk about it some more. I got some great things in store for some podcasts coming up here in the future, some interviews with people who developed this MTQ-48, where it shows up and how it can be applied to your life satisfaction, to work life balance, to sports, to health, to fitness, to well-being. This is a wonderful tool that can help you on a path of developing that mental strength. So I'd love to hear some feedback on this podcast or some other ones that you'd like me to cover. And you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog and then look for the Contact Me tab and send me a voice or a note.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.